Ian Scholes, honeybees are vanishing, poof, into thin air. The syndrome is called colony collapse disorder, or CCD. The worker bees go out to pollinate and never come back, kind of like dad going out for cigarettes. 60% of the bee population is gone on the West Coast, 70% in the East. Now it's spread to Europe. And if the bees all go, it will have a catastrophic effect on agriculture, which in turn will have a catastrophic effect on our lunch plans. There are many possible theoretical causes: an Asian mite, herbicides, monoculture, genetically engineered plants. The bees are on strike for better benefits. I read in one blog, everyone knows it's the bee rapture. Only the bad bees have been left behind. It's plausible. And there's a new one. Cell phones. The theory goes that the rapid spread of electromagnetic waves, or EMF, interferes with the bees' internavigational systems. Dr. George Carlo, author of Cell Phones, Invisible Hazards in the Wireless Age, and something of a gadfly in the shanks of the cell phone industry, though so far the industry's emanations have not caused him to disappear, weighed in, telling the UK Independent, "I am convinced the possibility is real." I must say the possibility appeals to me, as the guy is still pretty much consistently annoyed by cell phones. But a statement like, "the possibility is real," doesn't really mean anything, does it? If it's possible, it's not real, at least not yet. It has the possibility of reality, but possibility itself has no reality. Anyway, here's one more potential evil to be laid at the feet of those ubiquitous communication devices. Last year we had spontaneous combustion, remember? Cell phone caught fire in some guy's pocket. We had concerns that you shouldn't use a cell phone while pumping gas because it might spark and blow up the station. A Finnish study found that people who use cell phones for 10 years are 40% more likely to get a brain tumor in the side of the head where they hold the handset. Swedish research revealed that radiation from mobile phones kills off brain cells. Cell phone use may reduce your sperm count. If you use a cell phone while driving, you're more likely to get in an accident. And there's a miniature version of repetitive stress disorder, text thumb, caused by aggressive and persistent text messaging. Cell phones damage DNA. You shouldn't let children use cell phones. Studies have suggested that cell phone emanations are related to behavioral disturbances, nerve damage, fetal damage, cataracts, changes to blood chemistry, autism, drops in literacy, and impaired immune defense. Some suspect the cell phone makers are eventually going to be put in the position of tobacco makers, sweating in small windowless rooms as they're grilled by congressmen. I don't know. I know I take an unholy glee in worst-case scenarios and far-fetched conspiracy theories, especially if they're based on purely anecdotal evidence, especially if that anecdotal evidence is a story I heard from a guy who heard it from a friend of his cousin. Would we, in our culture and the world, be better off if the cell phone vanished from the earth? I have no doubt in my mind. Not because it's harmful to our health, because it's irritating. But until swarms of Africanized killer bees wearing little tinfoil hats descend angrily upon cell phone talkers, I'll be there in 10 minutes. You'll see them in 10 minutes. Why are you on the damn phone? I'll just have to live with it, as will we all. I gotta go.